There was a moment in The Lovers when I thought to myself, if the movie stops right here, it would be just right. That happens every once in a while, when you can sense an involving story wrapping itself up, and you almost hold your breath, hoping it'll stick the landing. Unfortunately, The Lovers doesn't end where it ought to. The film is predicated on a situation that can't possibly turn out well, that cries out for a final note of ambiguity, and yet it closes with an epilogue that almost betrays the emotional subtlety of the central performances by Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts. But so much of what comes before that last unnecessary chapter is filled with truth and keen observations about human nature, and I'm more than willing to forgive it. It's possible that writer-director Azazel Jacobs grew so attached to his two main characters, who really do resemble people you might actually know, that he needed to give them some kind of closure, but I wish he'd been less relenting. Those characters are named Mary, played by Winger, and Michael, played by Letts, a long married couple living in an anonymous California suburb and working unfulfilling office jobs. They're both sleeping around, he with a rather volatile artist and dance instructor played by Melora Walters, she with a boorish writer played by Aidan Gillen, whose literary promise has long since faded, and they're both so wrapped up in their own affairs that neither seems to stop and wonder why their spouse is coming home late every night. Though perhaps the window of reasonable suspicion has long since closed, and perhaps they know more than they let on. One of the film's nicest touches is the way it portrays the unspoken communication between Michael and Mary. They never speak about their respective infidelities, and yet we can sense that each of them know what the other is up to. These are two people fluent in one another's rhythms and routines and vocal cadences, and pay attention to the knowing glances that flash between Letts and Winger, and try to imagine dialogue that could convey as much insight. Michael and Mary have a grown son, and his upcoming visit with his new girlfriend represents something of a deadline. Mary plans to reveal her extracurricular romance once he's home, while Michael hopes to drop the news after his son leaves again. This is one of the movie's worst contrivances, especially when it juxtaposes scenes of Mary and Michael discussing their intentions to their respective partners, and all of that tension predictably combusts when the younger couple are eventually under the same roof and get wise. I said earlier that this arrangement is most certainly headed for disaster, a ship steering directly into an iceberg as the band on board plays on. Sure, Michael and Mary soon rediscover the youthful romanticism that sparked their attraction in the first place, which further complicates matters, but it's difficult to imagine it as anything more than a phase. The movie understands this too, so why then does it feel the need to include that disingenuous epilogue, rendering a complicated, bittersweet situation into the stuff of sitcoms? Still, The Lovers avoids the worst-case scenario suggested by its most basic ingredients, which could just have easily inspired one of Woody Allen's laziest late-period farces. Jacob's last feature was the unusual coming-of-age drama Terry, and if you were to see both films, you'd understand the empathy he brings to familiar dramatic situations. His screenplay here is a lot more thoughtful than you might expect, and it avoids most of the post-American beauty cliches that typically dog stories about middle-aged suburban ennui. It helps, too, that Jacobs has handed this material over to two superb character actors. Letts, also a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, has always radiated intense but soft-spoken intellect, a performer who can effortlessly pivot from vulnerability to smarminess. And it's especially wonderful to see Winger in a substantial role again. After establishing herself as a warm, earthy screen presence in An Officer and a Gentleman in Terms of Endearment back in the early 80s, she's been gone from the screen for far too long. A couple great performances can forgive a lot of trespasses, but so too can a perfectly orchestrated ending. The Lovers almost has one, but I think it chickens out, and like the characters at its center, we're left longing for what could have been. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.